to the Wild Woman Podcast. On this podcast, I bring to surface the conversations that we have in private about the outdoor community. My hope is that by sharing these challenging topics, I can break the ice, promote positive change, and empower people to be more informed, aware, and intentional with their actions. I'm your host, Wild Woman Becca. I'm an adventure life coach and whitewater kayak instructor based out of Asheville, North Carolina. I specialize in empowering outdoor athletes and enthusiasts like climbers, paddlers, mountain bikers, and hikers to overcome the mental side of adventure so that you can maximize your energy, cultivate healthier relationships, and achieve genuine embodiment both in the outdoors and in life. If you're someone who struggles with fear of falling while climbing, feeling like a burden when you're swimming out of your kayak, if you're self-conscious in the back of a group of hikers or anything similar, you've stumbled upon the perfect place. It's my mission to help folks like you own your shit, the good, the bad, and the in-between. On this podcast, our motto is to live playfully, abundantly, and intentionally. We are here for the people. Welcome yourself home. You're a wild woman now. If you're ready to start owning your shit, I invite you to grab the resource packet from my website, wildwomanbecca.com/ownyourshit. It's totally free and it contains 9 simple tips to own your shit today. Plus, I guide you through a sequence of 9 journal prompts to identify exactly what you want, how to actually get yourself to do it, and why you haven't started already. Again, that's wildwomanbecca.com/ownyourshit. There's literally nothing to lose. Press pause, get that packet right now. Howdy, howdy. I am recording this podcast from my built-out minivan. I'm laying in my bed next to my kayak. I was trying to go kayaking this evening after I got off my calls, and I had a meeting in Hendersonville, so I was trying to combine that with paddling because it just rained a bunch, but sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes I didn't, the crew that I originally had, like, kind of canceled last minute, and on rainy days, nothing is ever, like, really certain, so I thought, what a great time, what a better time than there's no better time, I guess I should say, than now to record an episode about when you can't find anyone to paddle with, and, like, always wanting to get out on something big or at your, like, max level, and kind of feeling FOMO when you end up getting on something smaller or end up not getting on something at all. And so, yeah, I guess I'll talk about a few different, like, situations with those. That's a lot of different, that's a lot of different topics to cover in one episode. But I think that the underlying problem or, like, challenge with all of them is very similar. So that's why I grouped them together. And I think, so the situation I'm in right now, not a terrible situation. It's a Thursday afternoon. I was done with my calls by 3 p.m. and it seemed like it was going to be a great day to get out on the river. But things kind of were flashing faster than I wanted them to or, like, felt comfortable with. I was looking at the North Fork of the French Broad, and it was at 13 inches, and then it was at 1.5 feet, and then it was at 20 inches, and I think my cutoff for that is probably 13 inches, and it was still raining. So I kind of nixed that whole idea, regardless of not having anyone to paddle with. The level just, like, wasn't it for me today. And tomorrow I have time to paddle, or tomorrow as in today, as you're recording this episode, I'm probably actually on the river, with my friend Nikki, who just bought her first raft, which is super exciting. And I'm, like, I am, like, genuinely so excited to go on the river with them tomorrow. But it does mean that I am not going to get to go on a rain fed river, because it doesn't matter because we committed to that. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about today kind of, like, feeling this, like, FOMO of, like, I know that tomorrow is going to be a pretty good day for getting on the water, but my priority is not to, my priority is
hashtag here for the people and living playfully, abundantly, and intentionally. And I really, really, really am excited to go on the river with them to experience their first time in that slice. So, yeah. But I'm navigating this feeling of like FOMO right here as I sit in the parking lot of a brewery and sip on, or I just finished sipping on my sparkling blueberry lemonade. And now I'm sitting in my car recording this episode while potentially, if I had other people to paddle with right now, I could be kayaking. But instead of feeling FOMO we can't control our feelings necessarily, but we can totally influence them. And so instead of leaning into that feeling of FOMO, fear of missing out, wow, it's like nice and beautifully rainy. I'm leaning into this like abundance of how cool is it that I was potentially able to chase the rain on a Thursday afternoon. And you miss all of the shots that you don't take. But you also miss some of the shots, just plain out miss them. And I think that doesn't get talked about very often because I see people on the Facebook page right now, like WNC Creek Visuals page, posting levels and stuff, but there's like, I know that I'm not the only one that experiences this. I know for fact, for sure, that other people have been in situations where they're like, I could paddle today, but I don't know anyone. And that's frustrating. I recognize that. And I feel you. But I can still feel abundant in this situation that I'm in. And I can still be excited about my life. And like, this doesn't have to be an overwhelming feeling of FOMO. And so I think that's some of the underlying like feelings that I want to talk about today in this episode. And so this topic also felt really relevant because it came up in two different sessions that I've had very recently with some of my clients who are doing my 12-week program. This feeling of like restlessness and feeling like we are missing out or we're not at peace or content with like what we're doing in the moment. We don't feel very fulfilled, and I like have a tendency to try to almost like fix this situation where I'm like quote unquote bored and fill it with something that feels exciting. And I am definitely like feeling a tendency towards avoiding or escaping these like unpleasant feelings that are coming from these feelings of FOMO and feeling like I can't find someone to paddle with. And so I wanted to address that today. And so this thought or like this challenge, I feel like that feeling of restlessness or that like calling it restlessness, that is the concept that the main like concept that is the challenge. And it might not be for you. Like I totally recognize and validate that sometimes like you just need to expand your social circle and like you're like, yeah, I'm not escaping anything, Becca. Like not everything is that deep. That's totally possible too. And if that's the case for you, like totally feel free to stop this episode and go listen to one of my community building episodes. I've got stuff on that too. And so shifting into kind of the solutions, today I want to talk a bit about romanticizing our lives and how we can disidentify with that like restless thought and the FOMO thought. Disidentify with our thoughts because our thoughts do not need to be the end all be all. We can choose to believe, we can't necessarily choose like what thoughts we're having, but we can choose to believe them or not. and we can choose to observe them or not. And that's like one of the biggest things that we work on throughout my 12-week program is identifying what thoughts you have and identifying how they are interacting with your life and interacting in different patterns that that you may be experiencing. And so the solution I want to bring to you on this episode is all about romanticizing the little things. So what do I mean by romanticizing our lives? I'm referencing a 5-day challenge that I have on my email list. You can sign up for it on wildwomanbecca.com/romanticize your life. And I'll send you a sequence of five emails that kind of that go into even more detail than I'm going to go into during this podcast today, and guide you through a five-day challenge to actually put this into practice. So I definitely encourage you to go check that out. Romanticize your life, or wildwomanbecca.com/romanticize your life. And so romanticizing your life is basically focusing on making all the little mundane things that we do in our life, making them feel really exciting and feel like really wholesome and cute and just like that is what we're living for instead of constantly searching and seeking adrenaline or seeking these like big things, which really gets down to the root of this like restlessness thing that I mentioned. And so yeah, I wanted to kind of talk through romanticize your life challenge, so that you can start to apply it in your life and hopefully experience less FOMO and experience less restlessness. How does that sound? I know you can't answer me, but hopefully you're saying yes. So the first step in the romanticizing your life challenge or the process is to dream. How can you romanticize a life without dreaming about it first? And so during this day of the challenge, you're going to focus on dreaming and creating this like super wholesome, cozy, inviting life that you are wanting to live. And by dreaming about that, I mean like walk me through your day-to-day practices and make them like they're a romantic novel. So you get up and the light is shining into your bedroom window and you take a deep breath and you hear the birds chirping and you just feel like really mindful from the moment you wake up. And you hop out of bed and the ground feels nice and chilly, if you're like me and live in a house that's cold. And then you walk out into the living room and there's these fresh flowers that you bought for yourself. And like, I think you kind of get the point of what I'm saying is like, talk me through or walk yourself through all the little things that you go through throughout a day that like feel good and focus on how they feel good for you. And so that's kind of part one or the step one of the romanticize your life challenge. With this day, I also included a music playlist that I like to listen to when I'm trying to hype myself up or like feel better. It's hard for me to listen to this playlist and not like put a smile on my face or start dancing. And so I encourage you to create your own playlist like that, that just like you can't help but smile. That is what at the core romanticizing your life is all about, is like filling your life with so many things that make you smile that it's like you can't go a day without smiling. Even if it's the worst day of your life, like there are still little things that make you smile. The second step of the romanticizing your life challenge is expressing gratitude and sharing that gratitude with others. It's one thing to have that gratitude within yourself, and then it's another thing to like actually share it. And so this could be little things like smiling at a stranger, or it can be bigger things like writing a little love letter to your best friend. And so I share some of my love letters to my best friends in that podcast, or this is a podcast, in that email. And I have so much love to give, and I'm so excited to share it with people. And that is what day two is about, sharing your love with others. Day number three is all about the simple pleasures and how I kind of mentioned in that first day during this chat about the simple pleasures and like finding out what little things you have in your life that you can really focus on, like the first breath of fresh air when you go outside, or hugging and cuddling your pillow when you get into bed, or noticing that you have a pillow pet. I sleep with my pillow pet still, and I'm like, oh, my pillow pet's so cute. And just like remembering, creating like anchors or things to remind you of like some fun things that have happened in your life. I like to think of drinking orange juice as drinking liquid sunshine as well. So if I'm ever like really sad, I will probably go find myself some orange juice and drink it. And it just feels like it's literally like filling my body with happiness. Day four is all about manifesting and mantras. And I share a bunch of mantras. I don't even know how many. They're not numbered, but probably like around 15 different mantras that I have created and my clients have created that they remind themselves of and that allow them to like really create and like manifest this life that they want to live. And when you're manifesting, you are talking about things in first person, and you're talking about things as if they are already happening for you. And so some of these things, some of my favorite mantras from that list are, I can give myself grace and hold myself to a higher standard. It feels natural to give. I am not broken. I'm allowed to be myself in any environment, to name a few. Day four is all about manifesting and these mantras and learning about that. And then day five is one of my favorite topics, self-embrace, which I did a whole episode about. Not sure what episode number it is, but I will link it in the show notes along with that community building one that I mentioned earlier in this episode. But basically, self-embrace is not necessarily a sexual thing. It can be, but also just like becoming aware of how our body touches itself. So as I said this, I brought my hands to each other and I'm just like holding my own hand. This could also be giving yourself a hug. And in that episode on self-embrace, I walked you through three exercises that I do regularly that are practices of self-embrace. If you're listening to this before May 1st, you can also reach out to me and get the replays of the community building training. I did a 4-day community building training last month, and every day we talked about a different way that you can improve your mindset around building your community. And one of those days was about self-embrace. Or we used self-embrace as a tool. So reach out to me or get the replays by going to wildwomanbecca.com/confidentlywild. And that's how you can get those. That's how you get those replays. It just started pouring, raining outside. I don't know if you can hear it from here. Probably not, because I'm talking straight into the microphone. But yeah, it's exciting that it's raining. I'm looking forward to tomorrow and this weekend. Got a little sidetracked. But back onto the Romanticizing Your Life Challenge. So those are the 5 days. And I am really excited about this challenge that I put together. It's a really fun 4-5 days to go through, and I highly recommend that you do it. And if you don't even do it, that's fine. Just get the emails, and then you have it whenever you want it. If you are not interested in romanticizing your life for some reason, I also thought I would share a few other ways that you can kind of interact with this FOMO, or to counteract this FOMO and feeling of restlessness without romanticizing your life. So one of them is to challenge yourself in other ways by getting a smaller kayak or doing harder moves or by teaching, by showing someone new down. So you don't have to be going and challenging yourself at the max level that you can do in order to challenge yourself. And I think that's easy to forget, especially as like someone who's newer to the sport, or maybe, I don't know, easy to forget for anyone. And I realize that I've been talking a lot about kayaking in this sport or in this episode because I'm sitting next to my kayak and I am very, very ingrained in the kayaking right now. It's very much not mountain biking season and it's very much not, rock climbing right now with all the rain. So the kayaking is very top of mind. But I think, back to like the solution of this, like really what we're trying to find is a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction, which I want to remind you is a feeling. It's not a tangible thing. It's not something that you will ever be able to get or hold unless there is an end point. And a lot of times we don't put an end point on these things. So it's just something that you're constantly searching for. And like I said, it's not tangible and it's actually independent of your skill level. And so unless you set like a strategic, like specific goal, you're never going to reach fulfillment. I think that's one of the really cool things that I help people to realize through coaching is that, if you're constantly searching for it, you're always going to be searching for it. And so we cultivate together this sense of fulfillment and satisfaction within ourselves. And we really like define our goals to create that sense of fulfillment. And not only do I help them just like do it, I help you to understand it so that you can continue to do it over and over and over again and in all aspects of your life. This is like definitely way bigger than just in kayaking or just in mountain biking or climbing or whatever sport you want to apply it to. And so we really like work together to identify that deep challenge that likely shows up in every part of your life, whether you realize it or not. And we work to disidentify with that and to come up with new beliefs and new identities that actually do feel fulfilling and satisfying. And so if this is something that you are interested in talking more about, I highly encourage you to book a session with me, book an interest session, and we can talk about how my 12-week program, whether you want to do it with kayaking or you want to do it fully virtually, how my 12-week program can help you to cultivate this feeling of satisfaction and feeling like no matter what you are, you're like good to go. It's a feeling of abundance and like deep inner peace that you have everything you need. And it's one of my favorite things to witness people come to me with this like restless feeling, this like never feeling satiated, or like rarely feeling satiated. And then like within a few sessions, there's already so much relief. And I'm in love with this work. And yeah, if any of this feels calling to you, you can sign up for an interest session. I'll have the link in the show notes as well. Or you can reach out to me at rploner@gmail.com And you can also find me on Facebook, Becca Ploner, or find me on Instagram at Wild Woman Becca. Yeah. I'm so excited to show up for people in this way, and I hope this podcast was helpful, and let me know if you have anything to add.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Check out the show notes for more information, links from the episode, and about how to get in touch. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, rate it by clicking the three dots and then rate show. You can also talk about these topics in your circle and share this podcast as a resource. I put out a ton of free content from the monthly virtual live workshops to customized interactive worksheets based on people responses to my market research survey. The best way to stay in the loop is by joining my email list via my website, wildwomanbecca.com. You can also reach out to me directly at rploner@gmail.com. All of the links to contact me are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. See you next time, Wild Woman.